My best lean success was what I've called 15 seconds worth 15 millions. In fact, if you go to my website and look at there's a blog there called 15 seconds worth $15 million. And that was a much more, it was one of those lovely projects where it all happened really quickly and it kind of did everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So the problem was a capacity problem. The site couldn't make enough of something. So I traveled down to the factory and sat there with my stopwatch and my notebook, clipboard, and just watched the line. It was one particular line for a morning, just making note what was going on. And I could see after just a couple of hours what the problem was. But of course, there's a line there with a bunch of people. They've got opinions. One of them was very opinionated, very strong team leader there, you know, all this stuff. So even though I knew the answer, obviously I had to get him to get to that answer. So this is a classic example of the Socratic approach. So having figured out what the problem was, I had to then get them to discover it for themselves, discover the answer for themselves. So that's, I guess, what I did. I think come the Friday, I'd started work on the Monday on this site. Come the Friday, we'd had this final meeting where they had basically said, this is what we have to do to fix this problem. So they had said it, not me. And I left them with the challenge. Maybe it wasn't Friday, maybe it was Thursday. Said, okay, I'm going to go away now and call you on Monday. And you're going to tell me how much you made in that next shift. The objective was to make 30% more. And so I had to go away and just cross my fingers and hope that it all worked, you know?
Yeah.
And sure enough, on Monday, I did talk to them, and yes, they'd made the 30%. And they were so pleased with themselves. In fact, that particular team leader, he was kind of my best friend for the next, you know, 10 years or whatever after. It's amazing how that turns around, you know?
I've made it a pretty big practice that in initiating anything inside of business, I try to go to the frontline folks. And even if in my world or the owner's world or the GM's world, it's relatively small, get as many wins with them as possible. And for two reasons. One, get them on side, right? And if they realize at the end of the day, one of your goals is trying to help them, right? Have their job be better. Then, yep. You know, you're building that, you're taking down walls, you're building up, you know, common ground. And I've found so often they know the answer.
Yeah.
Like more often than not, the people that are doing the job day in and day out, they know like how to solve the issue, right? Like other issues, things that are more important to say production, GM, like the big numbers, like but once they realize, hey, you're interested in their entire experience, like there's no limit, right? But yeah. So how do, in your situation when you believe you understand what the answer is, do you still reserve a bit inside yourself in case you either that you might discover something further, or like how do you see that when you have that certainty? Are you do you find yourself fully certain, or are you like, I'm fairly sure this is where it is. I want to kind of dig in this direction, but I'm very open to, you know, either this being similar but different, or perhaps totally wrong.